Yeah, Married at First Sight. The final episode is going to be this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Channel 9. Now, only two nights ago, who could forget the moment when Tash proposed this toast?
To Stacey and Michael.
I'd like to toast to Stacey and Michael for having the fakest relationship in Australian reality TV history. And I'd like to toast to Stacey for f***ing my husband on the one-month anniversary. Cheers to you, babe.
What? What?
What?
What?
What?
Whoa. Now, someone who went very quiet during that dinner party was Michael. We've got him on the line. Hi, Michael.
Hi, guys. I've found my voice, so here I am.
Yay. Well, now that you've got your voice, Michael, what do you make of this? Can you reveal anything maybe that you've discovered since the filming of that episode?
So when you see that episode, I've got to take my hat off. It was a great toast. She said it very well. It was very fluent. It was great eye contact among the group. Never really got a chance to raise the glass, I'll be honest with you.
You weren't allowed to drink anyway.
Oh, no, yeah. I was on the waters that night. No, I was on the beers that night, I think. Yeah, so, and then it all just came crumbling down. But I sort of had a choice there to make, which was I can either, you know, go along with the group, absolutely bury her. I've already made my decision, so you can see in my head I've made my decision. And then I thought, you know what, I'm not going to do that. She's got two kids. I don't want, you know, sort of dropping the kids off to school and getting called this, this and this. So my decision there that I'd sort of do it behind closed doors. Went home that night, had the chat, and then you're going to see us come into the final.
Now, you left together that night?
Yeah, left together that night.
What happened when all the cameras stopped, mate?
I can't. Oh, when the camera stopped, there was a few words exchanged. We got back. It was just, look, this is what's done. I can't change the past. You can't change the past. Run with whatever story you want, but I know what I'm believing. And, that's it. Happy days.
Now, I reckon, Michael, there was a couple of holes in their story. Like, I don't think Mikey was actually speaking the truth. You obviously know the truth, but we spoke to Ivan and a bag was left with clothes and all this crap a week later. How is that even possible? And then Mikey's done a polygraph test and apparently Stacey's filmed done a voicemail of the guy with his voice saying that he reckons that he was lying.
Oh, she would have just got, anyone could bring up any critic and say, oh, this polygraph test wasn't done. She's a lawyer. She's going to argue any little glitch in it. I think her evidence is compounding, and I think she looks silly just not putting her hand up and going, hey, look, I slept with a guy. Big whoop. Guys do it all the time. At the end of the day, I should be the only one that cares. Like, do you know what I mean? Australia can't judge her because she slept with someone during our relationship. Who cares? Like, at the end of the day, I'm not her.
No, I care because she's broken your heart. You said that was your last.
It seems like he's going okay to me.
No, he is going okay.
So you think
she did it 100%?
Yeah, she did it. And I'm not angry at her for doing it anymore. It's like it's happened, it's happened. You know what I mean? Like, move on. Like,
you've all moved on. Let's get on to Casey. Well done. Now, Michael, who's a better kisser, Stacey or Casey?
Good question. It's just different, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I've never kissed any of them. How's it different?
Just two different styles.
You love this question, don't you?
Who's better?
I'm the only one that hasn't gone rogue on Instagram or called out production and all this. I signed the contract. I'm honourable to the contract. I've rocked up to everything they've asked me to do. I've given them my all. I've honoured the contract. I've only got a few days left of the contract, and you can blast me with whatever you want.
So I'll rephrase it: is the first wife better kisser than the second girlfriend?
No, the second wife.
We have our winner.
Is she actually down here? Because she's a Sydney girl. Is she down with you in Glen Iris? I've heard you've been floating around the traps of Glen Iris together.
Exactly where I'm at now. Well, I'll be moving on the weekend. You know, I float around. But my partner is with me, and I had a quick decision to make. You know, I had to self isolate. I was like, I ain't doing this alone. You know what I mean? There's there's only so many hits to the old Pornhub Premium you can do.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, if you're all alone, it would be a lonely time. And
oh, you and Casey, we're good together. She's beautiful. You're a good-looking dude. You're doing well. Well done.
Oh, I'm punching, but
she's punching,
mate.
But,
don't worry, I'm Don Bradman as well, brother. Don't worry about that.
I love about this.
I tell you what, I've got an excuse now. F45's closed. You know what I mean?
Okay, it's really getting graphic.
This is a great catch-up.
This is a great... I mean, you can't hear it. I hear Michael slightly nervous that you do have a drone or some sort of way of tracking him down wherever he goes. Feb, nothing gets away from you.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
Story of my life. Everyone with their camera phones, man. It just knackers me, eh?
Like, there we go. You heard it here first. He is actually self-isolating with Casey. So, I mean, there we go. That's certainly a spoiler.
Buying wine.
Wow, how about that? So for Sunday night, we're still watching. You know, he could have said everything, and we're still going to watch it. We can't wait for the final episode of Maths.
Hey, Michael, what's happened to Drew?
Well, he's not here, is he?
That was unbelievable. Could he have been any more honest? Thanks, Michael. We appreciate it, mate.
Thanks,
well,
Michael.
Bye. Well, far more importantly, the Prime Minister is on the show at about 8:15 this morning. Keep DMing your questions to the Prime Minister and your thoughts on Michael even then.
Foxy, my favourite bit was I've done everything right. I haven't gone rogue.
I know.
I've got a couple of days left of my contract, but Casey's better and I'm isolating with her.
It's the Fox. Fee, Fee, Feb, and
my favourite interview ever.